For a studio audience.
Home when Bobby gets there.
Girl, he's only your brother. It ain't like Elvis was coming around.
What are you doing anyway?
3 boxes of bubblegum have been stolen out of here in the last 2 weeks, and it ain't gonna happen again.
Well, would you please hurry up? Please, because I haven't seen my brother in over 2 years.
Oh, girl, at least you got a brother. All I got is gum.
I don't think you seem to realize how close we were, Laverne. I mean, we were practically like twins. Mother used to even dress us alike.
Boy, Bobby must have looked real cute in a pinafore. Oh,
don't be stupid. She never put him in a dress. I, however, had a very attractive little seersucker sports coat. You coming now?
Yes, I'm coming now. Just
right.
A second. Okay. Did you wear a tie, too?
Just a bow tie. Nothing flashy.
Bye, girl.
Bye, boy.
Bye. Very nice to see you. Coast is clear.
All right, let's do it. It's a dirty job.
Kevin, vicious dog inside. That could only mean one thing. There's a vicious dog inside.
I don't hear nothing, though. Maybe he's asleep.
Okay, let me do the dirty work. This is where all that training I got in reform school will pay off.
Got it.
You got what? I'm trying to open a thing. You got the...
Rambo. Let's keep your mouth shut. Good dog.
Let's all help set up the cut, okay? Bobby will be here any minute.
Okay.
No, I'll get it. It's my brother. It's Bobby.
Hi-yo, Feeny.
That's the Feeny family. Hello. Feeny, hi.
What a gal.
Where's little Bobby?
It's me, Mr. DeFazio.
If you're little Bobby, I'm the Pope of England.
Come on, I just grew up. That's all, Laverne.
Boy, did you grow up good.
Yeah, too good. Where you staying?
Here?
It's only for 2 days and a couple of nights.
Forget it.
What? Frank, where are you going?
I'm going to go to the hotel and get him a room. He ain't staying here. I remember when he came up to here, Now he's got way up to there. He ain't staying here while she's sleeping in there. The fish?
No! I'm sorry.
Don't worry. I can talk him into letting me stay here. It's going to be rough, but I'll do it.
Okay.
Bye, oh, Feeny.
Feeny, bye, oh.
That's a Feeny family farewell. Why did he grow up cute? Blonde hair, blue eyes, and a sailor suit.
But it's amazing. I've never seen a brother and sister look less alike.
What are you talking about? There's Betty Ruggedi over on Hill Street. Her and her brother don't look anything alike.
That's because Betty Ruggedi is adopted.
Oh. Well, maybe that's it, Cheryl. Maybe you're adopted.
Don't be stupid. I'm not adopted. A family with four children does not adopt a fifth. You're an only child. If anybody was adopted, it was you.
I was not adopted.
Was so?
Was not.
Was so?
Was
so? Was
so?
Was so?
Was
so?
I
simply said it's unusual for a brother and sister to look so different.
Well, I can prove I wasn't adopted. I'll just get the Feeny family album, that's all.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Cheryl. I don't want to look at that album again.
Come on, ladies.
It's come on, okay. Let's get down. Right here.
Okay.
Now we'll see who's adopted and who's not, okay?
Isn't that a pretty sound? She does it every time she opens the book.
Here's a wonderful picture of the Feeny family on Navy Day. There's Bobby and me. I was six and he was seven. And see, we're in our little matching sailor suits.
Just cute as bug's ears.
Oh, here's my Uncle Kevin.
Oh, hey, he's blonde, and he looks 6'2".
Yeah, and here's my Aunt Anna.
She's blonde and 6'2", also.
And here's the whole Feeny clan right there.
They're all blonde and 6'2".
No, here's a short man with dark hair.
That's you.
What?
Yeah, you're wearing your little seersucker sports jacket.
Well, right to the back and prove that I wasn't adopted. Here are the Feeny family birth announcements. Here's all my brother's birth announcements. There's Robert's and Michael's and Timothy's and Christopher's. But okay,
Robert.
Okay, where's mine? Where's Shirley's announcement?
What's the matter?
Well, let's see, Timothy, Robert, Christopher, and Michael. Maybe I wasn't announced.
Maybe you were a surprise.
Maybe I was adopted.
They never would have given you the book.
Maybe my mother was a gypsy. I mean, I've always had a flair for the tambourine, you know.
Oh, you're not still upset about this adopted thing, are you?
No, of course I'm not. Of course not. What were you doing the day I was born? The day I was born, what were you doing? What do you remember?
I was only 14 months old. Sleeping, burping, waving bye-bye. Take it easy, Cheryl. A missing birth announcement ain't proof of nothing.
And there's a lot worse things in life other than being adopted.
Hello. Boy, are we glad we're here.
Yeah. Yeah, we got writer's cramp of the brain here. We're trying to enter the win-date with Miss Milwaukee public transit contest, and we're stuck.
Well, not now, guys. See, Shirley's brother's visiting from out of town, so...
How you doing? I'm sorry, this is for Milwaukee residents only.
Tough luck, Shorty.
Yeah, I call you Shorty.
All right.
It's only going to take a minute of your time, so listen to us. See, the idea of the contest is to say in 25 words or less why you want to go out with a queen of the buses. And we think we almost got it, but we're not sure. Now, go ahead, Len. Show them what we got.
We want to go out with Miss Milwaukee Public Transit because she is really, 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 really stacked.
True. It's a great letter. But that's 26 words. We got to make it 25. We don't know how to cut it down.
Why didn't you just cut out one of the reallys?
Genius over there.
You don't understand, Laverne. This girl is really, 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 really.
Get out of here. Get out. Come on, guys. Get out of here. Shirley is upset.
Hey, who died? ate her breakfast.
She is just in one of her moods today. She thinks she's adopted, so.
Oh, boy, even we got parents.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Even they got parents.
They know who their parents are. They know who their parents are. They don't even
care. Now, Robert's your brother. He always was and he always will be.
Let me see the thing. Oh, posh, Laverne. I've been doing some heavy-duty thinking, and Robert and I don't look a thing alike. Stand up, Robert. Stand up just for a minute, okay? Look at his hair. Look at his hair. His is blonde. Mine is brown.
Mine is brown.
And look. Look at his skin, his complexion. His is ruddy. I'm pale.
So am I.
And look at his height. Look at his height. He's tall. I'm puny.
And I'm stocky. You know, there was always this rumor in my family about my baby sister being traded in for a Pontiac. Oh, Shirley, the things I dreamt I did with you, I dreamt I did with my sister? Unclean!
Oh, jeez!
Wait, will you come over here? She's depressed enough without being related to you.
Oh, Robert!
Oh, Lenny.
Unclean!
Stop it, all of you. Come on.
See if she has the Squigmont birthmark!
Cheryl, will you take off your clothes?
Get out of here!
You can't miss it. It's just this big red blot shaped like Abraham Lincoln.
Get out!
Boy, I always wanted a sister, you know? While you're looking, why don't you check for the Kosnowski cold sore?
Oh! Oh, and say, Cheryl, why don't you send Mom some money? She hasn't been well.
You got that Feeny spunk? What a gal, what a gal, what a gal, what a gal.
Oh, knock it off, will you, Bobby? Just knock it off. Let's face it, I'm just like little orphan Annie. Next thing you know, I'll lose my eyeballs.
Maybe you'll just get a dog.
Okay, we're both born in Milwaukee. The hospital must have records.
That's right. Tomorrow we'll go down to the hospital and we'll straighten this whole thing out once and for all, okay?
Really? Oh, thanks, Laverne. Thank you. I mean, it's bad enough not knowing if I'm Shirley Feeny, but to think I could be Shirley Squigmont. Excuse me. I'm here to look at my birth records.
Were you born here?
Yes, yes, I was.
Then why do you need to see your records?
Because I want to see the name of the doctor who delivered me.
Yeah, it's been a good life, and she wants to send him a little thank you note.
The hospital is no place for practical jokes. Now, I have work to do, girls.
I'm going to get hot.
Just step aside, step aside. I can see that you are obviously a woman of superior intelligence and breeding, and I love that little bun. I'll confess, I'm here to find out if I was adopted or not.
Oh, well, that's a different story. The records are down that hall and through the maternity wing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold it! Back, 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 back. Adopted people are not allowed to look at their records.
Adopted people? Adopted people? She knows.
Oh, no, calm down. See how it's like you got it.
The only people allowed there are doctors and expectant mothers.
Oh, I expect to be a mother.
Out. Both of you. Out. Out. Out, 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 out.
I can take a show.
Patient Miss DeFazio, a girl who has loved and lost. Some call her a tramp, some call her a bimbo. Up here, we'll just call her one of the girls. Huh?
Oh, he said he'd come back.
What are you telling them?
Oh, I just want to cover our tracks. These women aren't fools, you know.
Excuse me, doctor.
Yes, yes.
Do you know when the stork is going to bring me my little baby?
Well, that's a smart one. Don't you worry about the stork. We'll check that cabbage patch soon enough.
Let's get along with this.
All right. Just walk like a pregnant lady and not like a kangaroo.
Well, I'm sorry. This is my first beach ball, okay?
Okay. There's a records room. Now I'm just going to go in there and find out who Shirley Feeney really is.
What is it?
It's that battle-axe with the bun. Let's get out of here.
Young lady, what are you doing out of bed? Doctor, I'm very sorry about this. I'm sure it won't happen again.
Oh, don't worry about it, nurse. She's just fine.
Thank you, doctor.
Oh, wait a moment. Not everything is fine, though. I've had some complaints, nurse, about dirty bedpans. I'd like every one of them spick and span.
Yes, doctor, I'll have Nurse Kresge here take care of it right away.
No, nurse. I want you to take care of it, and now.
Doctor, we haven't met yet.
I'm friendly, Nurse Kresge. The doctor's pal?
Oh, very nice to meet you, pal. Excuse me.
No, I don't think you understand. 9 out of 10 doctors recommend me.
Oh, that's very nice. Good for you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get back to my patient.
Well, that's all right. Go ahead.
Well, great. I'll meet you in the lounge in 10 minutes, and we'll have a...
Well, thank you, but I'm not that kind of a girl. God, doctor.
Cute.
Oh, my God.
I could have died. He kissed me right there. I could have died. You watch out for my baby.
Now, all right, we've come this far. All right, okay. We can't go through it. We'll just go over it, that's all.
What are you talking about?
You're going to go through the transom. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, all right, now get up on this.
Oh, good, I need a lie down.
No, I'm so scared of this whole thing.
What?
I want you to stand up and go through that transom, will you?
With me?
Because I have to explain to these women what you're about to do. That's why.
Ladies. Mr. Fazio is about to climb through this transom. Pay no attention to her whatsoever. She is 2 weeks overdue and afraid of heights. The idea here, to scare the baby into leaving the body. All right, Mr. Fazio, go ahead.
Hope it's a boy.
All right.
Kick out. Push yourself through. Just... push
it!
Oh, push higher! Wait! No, it's too high! No!
Oh, stop! Stop! No! Stop it!
Bring your feet down!
Well, I can't get in or out!
Down!
Get up, pull you out! Okay!
Push!
I'm Dr. Feeney. I'm sure you've read about this new method of childbirth in National Geographic.
Who is that?
Oh, that's my patient, Mr. Fazio. She's 2 weeks overdue. Well, congratulations, Mr. Fazio. You've just given birth to a bouncing baby beach ball.
Will you please stop bouncing that ball?
What's the matter? You think we're in big trouble?
Not we, me. I'm the one who was caught impersonating a doctor. Thing like that gets on your records, you're never able to work for the FBI.
Oh, come on, Cheryl. That doctor ain't going to cause you any trouble.
Oh,
he wants to help you, so would you just calm down?
How can I be calm when I'm about to find out that my mother may not have wanted me?
Don't talk like that.
It's true, Laverne. I can't understand it. I just can't understand it. You've seen my baby pictures. I mean, why would she want to give me away? Why? Was I that ugly a baby?
I knew it. I knew it all along.
Come on, Cheryl. Okay, let's say you were adopted. I'm sure your real mother had a real good reason for giving you away, and it wasn't because you were ugly.
What was it?
What was it then? What could it have been? Well, maybe she was real young and poor, and she thought by, giving you away, you might have a shot at a better life. Probably was real hard on her, too. Especially after she saw them dimples of yours.
There they are. Oh, thanks, Laverne. Thanks.
All right, Miss Feeney. Got your file.
Oh, doctor, I'm so ashamed. My mother always told me I'd get in trouble if I played doctor.
That's okay. Miss Feeney, it's against the rules, but I personally believe you have a right to know if you're adopted. Before you look at your file, I want to show you something else. This is my family.
Nice kids,
yeah.
Two boys and a girl. One of them's adopted.
Really?
Which one?
Doesn't matter, because I love them all the same.
Thank you, Doc. I'm scared. I'm too scared.
Cheryl, if you find out that you're adopted, will you love your mom and dad any less?
No.
Well, then you still got the same family you always had. I mean, being adopted don't make any difference. Being born is the easy part of having kids. It's raising them and loving them that counts.
You're right. I want to find out just for my own sake,
adopted.
Now it really doesn't matter, does it? You said so yourself.
Right. Come on, Cheryl, you got it. Tell me, please. I'm begging you. Come on, I had a beach ball for you. You can tell me. Come on.
I wasn't adopted.
Dawn, I lost money. Well, I think Amy threw to one odds. I had to
get bet on my life. Oh, bet on it. How could you bet on something like that, huh?
Hello.
I was so proud of Robert.
Yeah.
You're gonna miss him, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's the matter? Y'all broken up because he's gone, huh?
No, I got swollen lips. It ain't easy kissing 2,000 sailors goodbye.
But it was worth it. They did paint your face on the side of the ship.
Here you go, little man. Look at this poor guy. He's really down in his mouth.
What's wrong, boys?
He just heard the news that he ain't your sister.
Well, don't feel bad. I'm sure there's a girl out there somewhere with the squiggling birthmark. Just think of the fun you'll have trying to find it.
Hey, here's more good news. Now you and Shirley can get married.
That's right. And we don't have to worry about our children being morons.
I'd still worry.